Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about a new program I discovered called... Let me actually see what it's
called.
MDisc. Basically, what this program does is it lets you mount images to your computer as a disk drive. But that's not the main reason I wanted to get this program. It lets you allocate RAM for storage. Now, I was watching a video on TechQuickie, which is a YouTube channel that has a lot of tech-related videos. So if you're into a lot of content, all kinds of tech stuff, I encourage you to check them out because they do a lot of really good videos on technology and, you know, tips and tricks. And one of the videos talking about RAM drives. And a RAM drive is basically a drive mount. It's a drive on your computer that is RAM. And according to the video, it's faster than SSD. So you're allocating memory to RAM. Or you're allocating RAM to storage. Now, do not use this for anything you want to keep. Because, as you know, when you turn off a computer, all your RAM is basically cleared out. So if you stored anything on that drive and a power outage happens or you turn off your computer, you know, that data is gone forever. So do not store anything on this drive that is important. But what I use this drive for is this program actually has a feature that lets you set where your temporary files go. And, you know, Bobby Vinton did a podcast on how to do disk cleanup to clear all these temporary files out. And, you know, you could literally redirect those files to a folder on my RAM drive. So I have a folder called temp on my R drive. And if you're using NVDA and you have NVDA start up automatically, it will write a log to the RAM drive. And a note of caution is if you're using NVDA automatically starting up, I recommend disabling it because I restarted my computer after installing this program and setting my environment variables up. And basically, I got an errors occur dialog according to narrator. So what I would do is wait for your system to start up after you disable the NVDA startup thing. So wait for your system to start up. Wait about 10 to 15 seconds. Then press Control-Alt-N to start NVDA, and then you'll be good. And this saves a lot of hard disk space if you're, you know, using a lot of, like, you know, if you have a lot of stuff in your temporary directories, when you turn on off your computer, all that stuff is gone. So you don't have to worry about deleting all that stuff manually. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this program. So I'm going to go to my start menu.
Start menu. Search.
I'm going to down arrow to get to all programs.
Mini virtual general salt pack. All programs, tree view, VM, virtual mini view, troop team, start, Skype, quick pop-up, and the note, month, and remain, L, and in no setup, MDisc collapsed.
MDisc, now I'm going to open this menu.
Expanded, 6, level 2, general settings, 1 of 6.
General settings, I haven't really opened that up yet. I haven't messed with that one.
Homepage, 2 of 6.
Homepage, it's their homepage. Now, you can get this from SourceForge, and I'll post a link in the description to where you can get this program because it's really useful. Because there are paid solutions, but this one is free and it's open source. And you know, back like several years ago, these things were nice things to have. But these days, like these things are like a requirement if you're on like small drives like I am, like 128 gigs, and you want to save space. Well, it's not really a requirement, but basically what I like to say is things that were nice 10 years ago have become, you know, crucial now, at least in my opinion. Anyway,
MDisc virtual disk driver 3 of 6,
the virtual disk driver, I think that's lets you mount images, but I haven't messed with that yet.
Mount image file 4 of 6.
Mount image file.
RAM disk configuration 5 of 6, level 2. Uninstall 6 of 6, level 2.
You can uninstall it. Now, from what I heard, the installation process is quite complicated. I haven't tried that yet, and I never will, because I like this program, and it's really useful.
RAM disk configuration 5 of 6,
so
level 2.
I'll press down on RAM disk configuration.
MDisc dialog. RAM disk configuration tool grouping ready. Size. Edit. Selected 4.
Now, this is your size, 4 in.
GB radio button checked.
You could do gigabytes.
Allocate memory dynamically checkbox not. So GB KB radio size. KB radio.
I mean, for like, you could literally have like a kilobyte of RAM allocated. Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
But FGB radio size edit selected for.
So I'd recommend 4 gigabytes of RAM. Or, well, in my situation, I'm using 4. I don't think I really need that much, but, you know, it's good to have. Like, I have 32 gigs. I just might allocate, you know, an eighth of that to storage.
GB radio button checked. Allocate memory dynamically checkbox not checked.
And not sure. I think what this means is it will allocate memory as it needs more, but. But I just did it all. I'm not sure about this. So, but since it's unchecked, it did it all at once.
Drive letter combo box R collapsed.
Now R is the default, and I just left it that way.
Unmount button.
Unmount.
File system combo box NTFS.
File system NTFS. I left that as the default.
Launch at Windows startup checkbox check.
Launch at Windows startup. If you wanna use this in that configuration I've done, that's the way I do it.
Create temp folder checkbox checked.
Create temp folder.
Set yes. Temp variables button.
Set temp variables. We're going to go into this dialog.
Desktop. Set in disk dialog. Temp environment variables grouping. User grouping. Temp. Edit. Selected R colon backslash temp. TMP. Edit. Selected R colon backslash temp. System grouping. Temp. Edit. Selected R colon backslash temp. TMP. Edit. Selected R colon backslash temp. Set all to button. Edit. Selected R colon backslash temp. Set defaults button. OK button. Imdi OK button.
So that's that dialog.
Tab control. Basic tab selected 1 of 3.
Now I have 3 tabs.
Advanced tab selected 2 of 3.
Advanced. I wouldn't touch anything in the other tab, but I'll go through them anyway.
Property page ready. RAM disk configuration tool grouping. Cluster size. Combo box default collapsed. Drive label. Edit. Selected RAM disk. Quick format checkbox not checked.
I'm not sure. This is like for formatting the disk, but I'm not entirely sure I've played this.
Enable NTFS compression checkbox not checked.
That's the default.
Use AWE physical memory checkbox not checked.
Not sure what that is, so I'm not going to mess with that.
Use mount point checkbox not checked.
Not sure what that does.
Combo box collapsed. Edit blank. Button. Additional parameters. Edit blank.
I'm not sure what this does. I think.
Button.
Let me see. I think this is like.
Browse for folder dialog. OK. Namespace tree control tree. Cancel.
No.
Additional parameter button. OK. Button. Edit button. A button. Imdisk notepad. Edit multi-line. Control program for the Imdisk virtual disk driver. Control for blank for copyrights and credits. Type Imdisk version. The syntax. Imdisk at type M mount point N O.
Oh, Imdisk like. It's probably some command
okay,
line stuff.
OK. Tab control. Advanced tab selected 2 of 3. Data tab selected.
Data.
Load tab RAM disk configuration tool grouping ready. Load content from image file or folder. Edit blank button.
So you can load content from an image file.
OK button. Tab control. OK button.
Now,
in disk dialog, this volume will be unmounted. Any unsaved data will be lost. Continue. OK button. Cancel button.
No, I do not want. I'm going to cancel this.
In disk GB radio size. OK, spin disk dot cancel, GB rel, right on, lock, reset, OK, cancel, virtual recorder dialog, death of the pod, stop, but.
Now, let me see what's on, I'm a resource monitor, so, I'm going to press NVDA shift plus 3 to see what draw on my drives.
C colon backslash NTFS drive, 79.71 GB of 119.14 GB used 66.9%. D colon backslash NTFS drive. 376.51 GB of 3.64 TB used 10.1%. E colon backslash NTFS drive. 369.18 GB of 406 virtual recorder.
Whoa.
C colon backslash NTFS drive. 79.71 GB of 119.14 GB used 66.9%. D colon backslash NTFS drive. 376.51 GB of 3.64 TB used 10.1%. E colon backslash NTFS drive, 369.18 GB of 465.76 GB used 79.3%. R colon backslash NTFS drive, 48.35 MB of 4.0 GB used 1.2%.
So, only has like 48 megabytes of this RAM disk here. So, you know, this is great. Let me actually open Firefox. And let's see if...
Mozilla Fire.
Oh, by the way, I have made a custom sound scheme for NVDA using some MIDI files from my collection and Timidity. You could get this sound scheme from the NVDA folder on my website. So let's say I want to go to Google.
Mavic G selected. Oh, Audible, Mozilla Fire. Google, Mozilla, search edit has autocomplete, blank.
Now let's say I wanted to look up RAM drives.
RASFDRIVEN. RAM drives, search shop for RAM drive, but search shop may RAM drive, Wikipedia link heading level 3.
And let's
visited. RAM
drive. Load this, and I'm going to see how much space I've got on my drive here. I'm actually going to go to my computer this time.
Namespace tree, local disk, E, RAM disk, RAM disk, collect, item R, RAM disk R, screen review type, file system, U free space, capacity, blank, drive R, blank, compress this drive to save disk space. The file system used space 50,696,192 bytes, 48.3 MB. Free space 4,000,000 to computer items. RAM drive wiki.
So, you know, it's loading, or it's, you know, it's, you know, used like still about the same amount of space, but it's, you know, it's probably storing stuff on that drive.
Virtual recorder dialog. Desktop pause stop.
You know, and it's, I think this program is awesome, and you know, if you want to, if you have a lot of RAM like I do, and you want to put that RAM to some good use, you know, you can get this program and you know, use that RAM for something useful. And I haven't tried these yet, but I'm gonna try putting a virtual machine on this RAM drive and seeing how fast it boots up. But anyway, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.